would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband. I am exhausted today, I am tired, and obviously yesterday was ridiculously long, so I'm going to be short. While I was doing the voicemail yesterday, a email came in, and also a text message, which I find fascinating, because both had the exact same content. They were from the girl who I sent a text message to early in that morning, celebrating her birthday. And obviously in the video yesterday, I sang happy birthday to her. She responded with a concisely worded message. Do not contact me. Do not call. Do not email. Do not text. Do not reach out to those who know me. Do not engage with me in any fashion, or I'll take legal action. That's a loving daughter, isn't it? Showing respect to her dad. Yeah, you know, the guy who, again, who she sent this t-shirt to a little while ago, who bought her book, she signed, as I pointed out, in the cover of the book, love from her first daughter, whatever it was. And we've had pleasant interactions, I think the offense is, well, it's, I would suggest it's obvious. One of the big problems is, again, I'm keeping the promise. And she took this picture that's on the postcard. And because, you know, if you go to her website, ericaleesams.com, you'll see there's an article where she is showing one of these cards that I sent to her, and she blurs out the URL. But again, it's not that she just took the picture of the hands and I did the rest. No, the pinkish background, the purity ring, and their one until death, she did it all. It's in the video, you know, keeping the promise, which again, I would suggest was superbly done. And to this day, I find it so fascinating. You can either read the words or listen to the words. The words, I have the text there at the video. It's kind of, it's basically prophetic in so many ways, because all the things that she writes, I'm effectively living, and I'm the one that's keeping the promise, and I'm the one that is cast out. Okay, I am so good at keeping things short. Let's just simply go to the keeping the promise, you know, because lostit.org/keeping the promise will get you there. Especially the end. No matter who calls me crazy, no matter what anyone says, if the Lord tells me to speak, who am I but to obey? If the Lord tells me to step forward, who am I to stand still? If the Lord tells me to fight, who am I to lay down the sword he has placed in my hand? You know, I've thought about that. Where did she get those words? I've long been fascinated about that. You know, no matter what people say, if your best friend calls you crazy, my best friend's my wife. Don't turn aside from the Lord's path. All right, I won't. As best I understand. And I seek correction from friends who are willing to do that. And, you know, I continue to do that. It'd be nice if it was done with people who actually are part of my family. But anyway, but so much, it was so fascinating. And of course, now she responds. And my big concern is her response is in so many ways identical to my wife. Close the door of communications. It is the real big problem, and it is the problem of collectivism. You collectivize in a group, and you have to make sure you follow the doctrines of the group. This is true, and I will contend, which is what I was trying to do with Tim Mills, the harmonic atheist, the collectivization that you see within the atheist community, the collectivism which you see within the institutional church is identical. They're both religious. Religious in the sense of how it's described in Acts 19, worshiping a demagogue. It's identical. You know, the atheist says, well, I'm not religious, and they say it with a religious conviction and a religious fervor. Anyway. But I won't go on that anymore. I did put send a card to Susanna today, and the plan obviously will be for George tomorrow. So I'll have the five kids that, as far as I understand, are still at home with my wife. And wonder if any of them will come back, because again, it's blatant on there. It is illegal to send it back. She is violating man's law. But I mean, she does it constantly. That bothers me, because I love that lady. Have I mentioned that I love that lady? Well, I love that lady. One other thing. I'm extremely busy because I'm trying to get some updates into Shofar Nexus. And I found that a little while ago I goofed. Because I watch everything locally when I watch my own videos, or videos that have, it's different than online. And I found out there's a bug online. And so the audio is, I think it's been working okay, but the video, when you start it, it's kind of, especially if it was a long video, there'd be a long delay. Because, don't let anybody know about this, but I introduced an error several months ago, apparently. And because of the fact that, you know, there was no feedback from anybody, I didn't notice. So now, when you go to the videos, it responds quickly again, I hope. Assuming I didn't introduce something else. But anyway, I'm working on that, and there's some exhaustion on working with... I'm working ridiculous to try to get the update to gas pumps, and when I try to work with a team in India, there's no communications. It's like trying to deal with my wife or Jim Cross, or now Eric Lee. Or again, financially, I'm making as much money as if I would. And I'm working 70 hours a week, making about as much money as I would if I simply went on Social Security and did nothing. But you see, again, I don't want to offend somebody who's in the Christian church, the institutional church, because there's this idea about they preach, but they don't practice. Well, I'm trying to practice what I preach. And I will claim, and happy to argue with several, and I have with some, yeah, I agree, but oh, that's going to be a problem. And some, just simply go away. But, you know, Social Security, if you take it, you're a thief. I would suggest it's unambiguous. If you understand how Social Security works, the simple analogy I use, if I hire a thug to steal your car, does that give you the right to hire the same thug to steal somebody else's car? The thug is the U.S. government, because it's exactly what you're doing. It is exactly what you're doing. And again, look at the history of the way that the system works. Anyway, it's theft. And the primary goal, again, destroy the family. It's consistent with the Communist Confession of Faith. But anyway, I'm going to be quick because I'm tired. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I'm not giving up on you. I love you.